Israel's Ancient Modern Narratives, a poem for Laura. Smell the text, touch its wrinkled skin like scrolls found in Qumran caves, a yeshiva prayer book or commentary printed by Hebrew Gutenberg. Who handled this 500-year-old book? Maybe Belz's Orthodox ancestors, black robes, reptilian curls, black top hats, or Karo's Kabbalists, heady yogi Jews dreaming of the Messiah, as they walk on Roman stones, silken as Dead Sea mud and salt-saturated wet, sliced by chariots charging. How do the ancient and modern coexist on these sanctified, contested grounds, surrounded by fellow pilgrims? Why do we have the privilege of walking with our forefathers and mothers, you may ask as we reminisce about California, whose history is often counted in decades rather than millennia. It's so sad to wear these blinders, you may say, to know more inherently about this ancient land than our own. But where lies home? Such is the diaspora. We feel compelled to continue living in our bright cities of Jerusalem stones, where they began, like experiencing modern concerts in Caesarea's Roman amphitheater. The ancient and modern must coexist for us to do the same.